today on the Boogeyman Podcast.
Knock, knock. Is this Boogeyman? Boogie, this is Jimmy the King. What's going on, Boogie?
Hey, man, you want to watch a bomb go off? Not anywhere, but pretty much anywhere. I can talk to Jesus Christ. I don't need a hammer. Yeah. I got a nail gun.
And then you just decided, I'm going to flower this puppy out.
What is that anyway, baby? Sounds like some kind of homosexual bird call.
And he says, you can't go to the cafeteria, but anything in the vending machine, help yourself. As in the vending machine.
Is that include the money?
I just have to bring my own bag.
Were you blown away?
Dude, I was, and I said, hey, you know
you
that?
You guys are stupid.
Fuck you. That's what I was saying. Fuck you.
What do you guys do?
I don't even know what Google means.
I've never been on your website.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make a couple trips to my
help
car.
But help yourself. I know I understood that.
Hey, I'm a fan. Never been there, but I'm a fan. Whatever you guys do, keep on doing it.
Oh, mercy. So
you filled up the bag?
Oh, fuck
and,
yeah.
And they told you to do it. And it's not like you were just robbing them.
I wasn't doing nothing wrong. If you want respect, you got to whip the dog.
Everything's the devil to you, mama.
You got
oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Hey, Boogeyman, what the fuck? Hey, Boogeyman, we got someone back here this time last time he was here, I couldn't even remember his fucking name. The fucking menace, I'll tell you. And, oh, shit, man. We got a proper 12 with us today.
McGregor whiskey?
I'm telling you.
I mean, hey, let's give it a try,
let's
huh?
Let's give
I'm
it a
really
little.
Really excited to try this. Let's see.
Let's see how proper it is.
I'm telling you. This make you want to get up and fight.
I love it.
Ooh, man, that's pretty smooth.
It is smooth.
That is not half bad. Man,
not a, have to give him his props.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Damn. And shit, we got Budweiser. Oh, fuck, we got...
The World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship belt?
Both of them.
What's the other one?
These are the true ones. We got both fucking belts. We got the WCW/NWA title, depending on how far back you go, and then the old school WWF belt.
Which one you take, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Personally, myself, I mean, I just like the looks of that belt.
It's that eagle, huh?
It's badass. You know, but this is the bad boy.
The WCW. You
know, oh, yeah, because this is the beginning.
So
this is the flagship.
Remember when there was WWF and WCW?
Mm-hmm.
Who was in WCW? I remember Lex Luger was there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know who was in there?
There was a lot of big names.
I mean, when they were separated, though.
What's his name? Sting was in there.
Ric Flair.
There was...
Wasn't Hulk Hogan over there, too?
Hogan went over there, too.
And oh, Macho.
God, who's the guy that's, you know, part of the WWE, right, that runs? Married to McMahon.
Oh, Hunter?
Hunter was in there.
I don't think he was, like, a big name back then, though.
Hunter? No, but Jericho was there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Remember him? Hey, Rey Mysterio's juiced up, dude.
Come on.
You see pictures of him back in the day, WCW days? He was just a tiny little guy, which is what made him awesome. And fuck, he's all yoked out now. He's huge.
Him and Superfly.
That's right. Jimmy Snuka. You know that guy got accused of murdering his wife?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you hear about that, Tom?
Yeah.
A lot of people think he got away with it.
OJ did.
Yeah.
Why not Superfly?
I hear OJ's on Twitter now Every time he tweets, it's news.
What? Really?
He's driving people crazy.
What kind of tweets he putting out there?
Oh, I forgot what they were saying. But
knife emojis.
Yeah, I can't imagine the comments he gets. Right? Should be a show by itself.
Oh my god, the shit people must be saying to him. He's what? He's up in his 70s now?
No.
Probably late 50s.
Maybe 60s.
He looks like shit, though.
He looks like dog shit. Yeah.
He looks terrible.
Like he got
He's got a lot on his mind.
He's been having a lot on his mind.
How do you kill someone and not think about that the next day?
Not one, two people.
Yeah.
I still can't believe the way he admitted it. Like, what he was saying. I mean, he straight up...
You played it on your pod.
I did. We played it a while back, but like, I'm going to go on TV and I'm going to say if I did it and say, yeah, I was in the room and there was blood everywhere. And I remember there was a knife and the knife was in my hand. And I woke up and Charlie must have did all this or something. He was like, I blacked out. And when I woke up, that's when I had the, I couldn't believe it.
And he wrote a book about it, too.
He needed money.
Yeah.
They said he made $3 million signing autographs during the trial because he needed some more lawyers.
Wow.
Man.
Because I bet his autograph was a hot ticket.
You think it still is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You think if you go on eBay right now, it has like
I don't think it'd be worth anything now.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. I think he's a little bit more.
Shit. I'd rather have the Bronco.
The Bronco.
I'd rather have the fucking Bronco.
That's right, dude. Remember that shit? It was on the news everywhere.
Oh, fuck, man.
I remember where I was when I saw it on the news.
Do you?
Yeah. It was at Red Robin.
Oh, shit.
I don't remember where the fuck I was at.
Where do you remember where you were in a big event?
Oh. I don't know.
It was the earthquake, of course.
Yeah, that's a big one, yeah.
I was in this house right here in the kitchen.
I remember where I was. I was, like, in my bedroom doorway just clinging onto the door frame.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing my grandmother and her fucking, or my great-grandmother, actually.
I just came back from San Francisco.
Just went over that bridge?
Oh, man.
On the way back.
Holy fuck.
Hey, listen to this, dude. My daughter, Rory, was going to L.A. that day to see Guns N' Roses. So she called me and she says, hey, Dad, can you give me some money? I says, yeah, I can do that. So I says, I'm going to leave here. I got off at 2:00, but I left at noon instead. Went, saw her, hung out, got fucked up, came back home. And that's also driving across. You know, that was the Cypress that fell in Oakland.
Oh, so you were on the top level?
If you came back from the city, the top was coming back.
Okay.
The bottom level was going. And I came back. If I would have got off my normal time and left my normal time, there was a 50-50 chance I'd have been on the top of that freeway.
And this podcast wouldn't exist. And
well, I would have because I wouldn't have got crushed.
Okay. What if you fell?
It still would suck going to
Either way.
Chances are better,
imagine trying to get your car out of here.
I mean, it was something.
I know, right?
Everybody was saying, oh, man, the fucking bridge fell. The bridge fell, you know. And that's on the news. Then all of a sudden, it's like, holy fuck. Fucking freeway fell.
That is fucking nuts. But who knows? Good thing you got off early, huh?
Really? I mean, seriously, yeah. I walked in the house. Rory. Hadn't been in the house for 30 seconds. And next thing you know, I'm looking, I said, oh, shit, man. The sidewalks rolling, you know. And, I was already rolling, man.
They're scary.
Fuck yeah, they're scary.
The earth starts shaking.
You know what's funny is when you see, remember, like, there was an earthquake in New York? Like, East Coast just fucking has no idea what an earthquake is. So, like, a little thing, fucking they flip out, dude. Meanwhile, we get like, we don't even feel the little ones.
I know. There's our like tremors.
Whenever someone says something, I'm like, no.
Yeah,
dude.
Tremor. I didn't feel it. But you do. That shit happens throughout the day.
And you don't know when it's coming. You know, tornado, you can catch it.
Yeah, at least it's, you see that motherfucker traveling down the street.
Right.
Shit. Hey, kids, jump in the fucking cellar. You know.
I take earthquake over like a fucking hurricane, though.
But you see the hurricane coming, too.
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess.
I guess I'd take nothing if I can get it out of it.
I mean, the hurricane, true. That motherfucker's traveling from, let's see.
You could outrun a hurricane.
Leaving Panama. I should be in Florida by Wednesday. You know, tear right. shit up.
A lot of times I hear people who live over there, like Florida or something, they'll sound the alarms. Like, a hurricane's coming, everybody get out. But like the old lady or something, like, nah, they always say that.
I've seen plenty of these.
Yeah, and then it ends up, she's always right. Like,
When I was in Kansas City, we were up, it was called Grand Arts, was the name of the studio that my daughter had her stuff in. And what was funny is, you know who owned Grand Arts?
The Arapahoes?
Hallmark.
Ooh.
You know, and so anyway, on the top of the studio, they had like, it was bad, man. They had like a phony lawn and all this shit, you know. So we're up there getting high and drinking. And all of a sudden, these fucking sirens go off. I said, what the fuck? And this guy, Sean, says, oh, yeah. He says, they do that when the tornado's coming. You know, you hear that siren, man. Get shelter.
Right. Shit. Earthquake, there's no siren.
That's true.
No.
Your TV might go off. You might get a phone alert. You know.
Really?
But, yeah, I do remember, though, when Hawaii got the phone alert saying there's a nuclear bomb coming, take shelter.
It's been 10 man. Minutes.
And then didn't they say it was like someone somewhere just accidentally hit a button?
Two people have to hit a button? You know what I mean? You got to stand on that side.
What was the first thing you said? What would you do? And now they said, hey, guess what? In 10 minutes.
You're fucked.
You know.
Yeah.
You're on an island.
Yeah. You I don't know where you're going. But, you know.
That's a terrible thing to
do?
Happen.
What would you do, dude?
What can you do?
For a hole.
10 minutes?
She's got a basement.
What did it say? It like literally said missiles were coming or some shit.
Like Korea launched some
nuclear attack.
10 minutes.
Oh, fucking A. Just don't even tell me. Yeah. What? I mean, I stand no chance already.
You know what I would do? I'd go look for that proper number 12 and down that bottle for 10 minutes.
That's 10 all I
minutes.
Got.
Yeah. I'd roll this fucking joint. Shit.
Oh, man.
I might
That's
find true. Some DMT and fucking blast a Scotty or something.
Do something. That's what I'd be doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's pretend like one's going off and do some proper 12
let's
right
do,
now.
Let's do a, what do they do in school?
Oh, yeah. Let's do a drill, right?
Let's practice.
All right, four shot
drill.
Right.
And then we'll hide under the desk. You think they still do that today?
What? Oh, you
like fire?
Oh, fuck yeah, they do.
Oh, they got to do a fire drill.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Same ones.
I bet when the bell rings, everybody jump up and file out.
Gonna go stand on his line.
I remember they would make you get under your desk, make you hook like a leg so that it wouldn't wobble around.
That was the earthquake one, though.
Right.
I mean, the fire drill was always.
Let's
I
just get out, right?
Yeah, you can't be hanging in the building; it's on fire.
So, all right, here we go. We got.
All right.
Phone goes off. Let's see. And they tell you, we got a nuke coming. 10 minutes. Well, gentlemen.
All right.
Let's do it proper.
That's it, man.
Proper 12.
That's it.
Well, we're going to ride this one out.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes before our skin melts off.
Let's smoke this joint then.
That's not the DMT talking either. I'd say this is a successful drill thus far.
You know what's funny is I don't think they told them people over there.
That it was fake?
Yeah. That,
they just found out
until after the fact.
Yeah. There's no glare in the sky.
Isn't it odd though, like that nuclear bomb went off? For one, you killed millions of innocent people. I don't know how many people, but it was a lot.
We're talking the one that did go off?
Yeah.
The one we dropped?
Yeah.
Should have dropped all three of them, man. They just fucked around and only dropped two.
Oh, they had a third one?
Yeah. Oh, the third one. They were ready for it, boy. That third one didn't make you give up. You better believe in Jesus Christ.
Man, they really retaliated, didn't they?
Yeah.
You attacked Pearl Harbor. I'm nuking your whole island.
Yeah. That's not an easy button to push.
Fuck. I could do it while I was taking a shit. So I gotta wipe my ass with the left hand.
You think they really knew what it was capable of?
I think so.
How do you test that without fucking up
New Mexico?
Dude, back in the 50s?
Would you hear about them testing nukes?
How would you test that? What the? Hey. You gonna get government approval?
I mean, how much space do you need?
You would have like the first line. They would have. It'd be a lottery. It'd be a lottery.
What? It's a lottery?
And you would have these. Hey man, you want to watch a bomb go off?
I don't want to be anywhere near that.
I want to watch. Okay, where do you want? Where do you want to watch it from?
There's a few lines.
Row one, row two, and then they would put test people. You know, you got to sacrifice the lamb.
Did they pay you to be an extra? No, well, it's like an extra to a movie.
Hey, you know who paid you? The United States Army, because that's who the lottery went to.
What the fuck?
Oh fuck! I remember back in it was like the 50s, dude.
They paid American soldiers to stand there while they
the public, dude.
You know, they sort of told them the check was in the mail.
Oh my gosh! Oh man!
You'll get it after the war.
You think you ever got one of those letters?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I was only a little kid, man. Okay. The letter I got, man, I just sort of didn't open it.
Didn't get it.
Fuck you!
But it's amazing. Well, what did it happen in the 30s or 40s, somewhere way back then?
The draft?
No, when they dropped the bomb.
Oh.
Oh, it was in the 40s.
40s. It's amazing that was the last one, I guess, that we know of, that people, there hasn't been another bomb.
Hey, that's another one that got everybody's respect.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's amazing that we've gone this far. If you had to make a bet and you said, hey, 80 years from now, will another one drop?
Oh, fuck yeah.
But
and wait till that one drops, dude.
So are we due just like you earthquake?
You wait. I'd rather take the earthquake.
Because this was 80 years ago, right? What do you think the bombs look like today?
Faster.
Faster, bigger, fuck.
Hey, it's going to happen. It's going to be over before we can open the proper 12.
Shit.
Well, at least we'll get an alert and we'll have 10 minutes to finish that bottle.
Thanks.
Dude, it's... The shit they have today is, I mean, someone, whoever it may be out there, is going to, it's, hey, you want to always, if you're going to fucking, if you want respect, you got to whip the dog. No shit. And not the fucking dog that's guarding the fence, the dog that's running the show. Time out.
Uh-huh, okay.
So... The dog. Who's the baddest dog on the block? I think it says USA.
That's true.
And someone out there's going to want to take us on. Or
like China.
Like China.
Or Russia.
Russia, they're going to help China.
Yeah.
They're going to help China. And we're going to have Japan. Japan's going to help us because they hate China.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a common friend is somebody you commonly hate. We don't really like each other, but we hate the same person. But Korea always acts like they got a big dick, but...
Dude, that's the only one you hear about.
Yeah, they're the only ones in the news. Yeah. Like, yeah. You think...
They're gonna be, they're gonna be like the next, what's his face? Sodom boy.
Yeah, you know what? We're fine, because we got Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're fine.
They were talking about him and Draymond Green.
Oh, what? I saw like a headline, but I didn't click it. He was talking shit, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Rodman was?
Yeah, but...
Oh, him and Pippen.
Talking shit to the Warriors?
What were they saying, you guys?
The fucking league. I saw this today.
What happened?
Oh, man. Pippen was on some guy's show. I don't know if it was The Jump or one of the... NBA shows.
Does Jordan have a shit?
Oh yeah, what's The Jump?
Oh, it's an NBA. It's all it is basketball, dude. That's all they talk about.
Yeah.
And then they also
never heard of it.
I'm not the biggest fan.
And then they have other, I watch all that shit.
Right.
Man,
what else is on during the day?
I mean, I don't want to watch.
Besides Price is Right.
Oh, Joan Jackoff Jim.
So anyways, what happened on that?
So anyway, I guess Pippin was on this guy's show, and Pippin was saying, hey, back in the day, him and Rodman, they kick any new team's ass, you know? And they had, I forget who they had on, and this guy says, hey, you know what? Game of basketball when they played, it's child's play.
Oh yeah.
Rodman was a bad motherfucker though, man.
But he didn't shoot threes.
No. But he wasn't supposed to.
Well, nowadays you have to do everything. Like Draymond, yeah. He doesn't shoot great threes, but he still can.
He's a threat.
He's a threat wide open.
Sometimes not even that.
He only shoots them wide open.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, they say as long as you shoot over 33%
from three,
it's like shooting above 50. It's like shooting 50% from twos. So, and you know, Curry and Clay are like around 40 or something. You know, more like the good ones. You know. But as long as you can make it wide open, better than 33%, then take the shot.
But they didn't back then, dude. They were,
there was no 3-point line.
I don't give a fuck if you shoot it from half court. You're only getting 2 points.
What about when there was no shot clock?
When did they implement the 3-point?
Yeah, was it the 80s?
Really? That recently? I guess before that's 4 years now. But
was it before the 80s, Tom?
I can't remember.
It wasn't at least the The 60s for sure.
And there used to be no shot clock?
There was no.
Yeah, how did the game work with no shot clock? I can't imagine you play a fucking basketball game with no shot clock.
Hey, you know how it worked?
16,
well, it I don't even know if they filmed these games.
How did it work? The games were like this. 30 to 15.
Like college?
College didn't have no shot clock.
Oh, what were their games? 5 to 12?
Oh, man, yeah.
The baseball games had higher scores.
Hey, you know
maybe
what?
The soccer ones.
You didn't have no one could shoot the ball. They were all pitchers. You know, throw it. It was like pass the ball. It's like watching tennis.
So all they would do is just hold it?
Just keep ball.
Fuck yeah.
Did you have to dribble or could you just hold it tight?
Well, you could dribble and then pass it.
But did you have to, though? Like, wasn't there used to be a rule where if you held the ball, you have 5 seconds to do something with it? Like, I think college had it. I don't know.
I think I remember something like that. It was like a 5-second rule.
Right.
But fuck, if you can't dribble the ball and find someone in 5 seconds, especially when there's no clock.
Right.
I mean, over a third of the game was passing.
Just nothing happening.
Well, if you're up by 20 and it's the fourth quarter, why even
shoot? You win by 20.
Just hold it.
Kind of like, you know, in a football game, the ball.
Hey, if you had 20 points and the other guy had 11.
You could just take a knee.
The guy ain't going to win.
So how exciting was the fucking NBA?
Wasn't.
It was only maybe made a little more exciting was those guys didn't want to hold on to the ball.
When did they start putting the hole in the bottom of the net? Did you use that? The fucking
what?
It's called a basket because it used to be a basket.
It was, yeah. I saw that on the history.
Yeah,
of,
right. And I then didn't
they
know
cut,
that.
Yeah,
they'd have to.
The guy used
a
fruit basket.
And then they didn't cut a hole in the bottom?
At first, no.
So wouldn't it bounce out like if you squished it?
I
you
don't
know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I never thought about that.
But this is way.
Was it always 10 feet?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
You know what they got to do? They got to raise it, man. They got to raise the fucking rim.
It's too easy.
Is that what it is? 10 feet?
It's 10
feet. Yeah, it's only 10 feet. Dude, man, the motherfucker, man. It's. I'd raise that motherfucker at least to 12 feet.
I mean, if you're 7 feet tall, it's right there.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. With some fucking big old arms that are.
You can trip over your own fucking feet and still dunk the ball.
But nowadays, those big guys, they're not common because they run down the court and they play a 3-point game.
They're more athletic.
You
man.
Don't see like those big, big motherfuckers anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Shit. Shaq had to dribble on the court with two hands.
Right.
Shaq. Remember his free throws? Wasn't he fucking horrible at
God,
free
throws? It was
horrendous. They called it the Shaq attack.
Yeah.
You know, when they play
right.
the clock
last,
game.
Last 2 minutes,
just foul Shaq.
Which is what the numbers say. You know, like, go to the line.
If you want the other team not to score, just foul them. Send them to the line.
So even him and, like, who's the guy who used to play for the Clippers? Some listeners are probably going.
They're screaming his name.
Yeah, that center for the Clippers. I don't know what team he plays for anymore.
The big Asian dude?
No, the big center they had.
Oh, man, the guy.
The Warriors wanted him, but yeah. They matched the contract.
I know who you mean. Anyway. Gifford? Giffen?
No, Blake Griffin. No, it wasn't him. It was the center. But anyways, they would do the Shaq attack on his ass, and he couldn't shoot free throws. You would think, though, the Rick Barry method for guys who suck.
I swear, dude.
I went to the park the other day, Tom, and I was spinning it like you were saying, Rick Barry style.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, if you practice doing this and you suck at like shooting, you know, like the way Shaq did, why not go with the Rick Barry method? Throw it underhand. Spin that motherfucker.
Backspin on it. Put the backspin on it.
Dude, I swear to God,
you
man.
Get that fucker spinning real
this
hard.
This ain't no shit. I've always been good in sports. I could play baseball, basketball, football, little golf. Always good in them, you know. And
you're an athlete.
And when I played basketball, when I got to the free throw line, I couldn't get the coordination right to go like that. So I started shooting the ball underhand.
Did you learn from Barry? Or was this your own thing?
At that time, he was real popular, too.
You saw him do it.
Were you the only one
doing this, or was this a trend?
I was the only one on this at this league that shot underhand. And I know today, dude, as today, if I went out there out of 10 times, I'd put $20 on Tom making 7.
Man, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Better than fucking college.
I know.
They suck at free throws. Fuck. You've been on a college game,
I don't
Mike?
Know why. You
or
know what it is?
A field goal kicker in college.
I think it's an embarrassment.
Extra points or nothing.
It's an embarrassment. Yeah. You know, how you're shooting the ball. Like and I used to, man,
what about college guys? How embarrassing is that? You ever watch a college game?
I don't watch that crap.
But occasionally you catch a game and you're just like,
if it's the Final Four.
Right, Final Four.
And I won't even watch that. I watch part of it.
The second half.
It's college football is shitty.
I mean, I disagree,
college
but
basketball is shitty.
Disagree also, but
and
I could see
baseball.
Why.
They're
the
baseball. I mean,
Mike, have you watched any baseball games this year?
Hey, they just had their World Series.
When you say a few, you're thinking it's out of how many? Maybe I watched 2 out of what?
Right.
100?
Fucking 180 of
who
them?
Plays left field for the Giants?
No idea.
Me, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. No.
Dave would know, but, you know.
No, I can't hold my interest. Not until maybe October.
They're going to trade Bumgarner. They
who
won't
cares?
Shut up about that.
Who cares?
They have their All-Star game coming up. It was cool, Tom, when the Giants won their World Series the first time. I'm not a fan of the second and third.
No.
Just the first one was cool.
No. How can you not be a fan
of I was, but it wasn't the same.
It was like being like Tom Brady, dude.
Yeah. Out of San Mateo. Okay. Tom Brady. Don't forget.
The real GOAT.
The real
GOAT. You got to give it up.
Oh, man. He is the GOAT.
Is he the GOAT of all sports, would you say?
Would say so.
I mean, okay, let's see. Who's the GOAT?
Think about this. He's had a lot of different teammates and got him a ring.
He also had the same coach. That might help. But he got to play the game. That's your coach is one thing. The coach can't play the game.
Right.
Yeah. It's obvious because he tried to help the Raiders out, and they fired him.
Who?
Belichick.
Oh, really?
He went.
Al Davis didn't like his ass.
I'm pretty sure he was a coach for
this
the Raiders.
Way back.
We should look that up.
We don't fact check though.
You know?
I would like to, but
recollections of.
But I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Belichick. I know he's with Cleveland.
Belichick is with Cleveland.
The Bill and Bill thing.
I think he
never saw that 30 for 30.
Yeah. You know, every time I watch 30 for 30, the title or what I see never really interests me. But every time I watch it, I always enjoy it.
It always feels like a good addition.
I really do.
I agree wholeheartedly.
My favorite one was The Gospel.
Oh, dude. Have you ever seen The Two Escobars? It's soccer related, so I guarantee you haven't, but you need to. Fucking,
I haven't seen half of them. I'm not going to pick a soccer one.
Really?
There's
it's
enough.
Really good.
There's enough where I know most of the people. The only Escobar I know involves cocaine.
I just want anything I want to know about.
Listen. Give me a chance to explain, Anthony. Okay. This is why you like it.
It's the trophy.
No. The two Escobars. It's really interesting.
Okay.
World Cup, you could sell me.
I could buy it.
Cup was hosted in 94 in the United States.
When OJ killed Nicole. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Was that when it
happened? Same year.
Ooh. You know what? In fact, I think it was simultaneous.
Maybe it was a trial. I'm not sure.
So we're hosting. Colombia's a big favorite to possibly take it all. They got a dude named Escobar on the team. And this is right around the same time Pablo was still back at home slanging, doing what he's doing.
Killing it.
I mean, he was the kingpin.
Pablo Escobar, enough said.
Oh, yeah.
Pablo Escobar. But he had ties to the Colombian national soccer team and the whole soccer scene back there.
I'm already intrigued.
It's amazing, dude.
Keep going.
He literally owned like a big South
Did
American.
Did he sponsor them?
Oh, come on. Tom?
He owned them. He owned this club.
If I give you some cocaine, are you sponsored?
He would own them, and literally referees who maybe went the other way, maybe cost him a game, got murdered.
Oh!
Dude. So the Colombian game just became more mainstream. They were getting a lot of attention, and the national team comes in to the World Cup, and they're considered one of the favorites. And then there's this dude on the team named Escobar. He scores an own goal when they're playing the United States, which costs them the game. He goes back home to Colombia. He gets murdered.
Ooh.
You know, I gave away a lot of it, but you should watch
it. Fine. I don't care.
It's really good.
Spoiler alert, late.
Yeah.
But crooked sports. I know the NBA is crooked. I know the NFL is crooked. Soccer?
Hey, ask Pete Rose, is baseball crooked?
Right. In boxing, too, that's proven over and over again.
Sonny Liston?
Yeah.
Shit.
What's the Sonny Liston story?
That's...
Did he throw a fight?
Fuck, man. To Cassius Clay.
Really?
Okay. This is before the war.
Oh, no. Is this the one where they... Is he the guy who claims he got poisoned before the fight?
No.
Who's that, though?
Fuck, I'm trying to say. I don't remember who that guy was.
Sonny Liston was the heavyweight champion of the world.
Mm-hmm. And Muhammad Ali was talking mad shit, right?
He was Cassius Clay then.
Okay.
I like to hear how people cheat, like in the major sports. And, like, I like that. One guy put fucking... shit in his gloves
and fucked
this guy's face up. And this guy was a warrior. So he hung in and he was like the Irish star.
Yeah.
And then his trainer goes, hey, look at this glove. And I forget what he put in, like plaster.
Or something worse.
Oh, no, he took the padding out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fucking glove weighed 10 pounds.
Wow. Dude, there's so much boxing.
How did they get away with that? Wow. Yeah.
And it's even more funny that wrestling, they have... fucking betting lines on.
That's absurd.
Is it rigged?
That is absurd, dude. I can't believe.
That shows you it's the same thing as the other sports.
Tom, isn't it funny that back in the day, it really was a question. Isn't that blow your mind?
is it real?
Did we think it was real when we were kids?
You know what? For a while, maybe.
I used to argue The Rock would kick his ass. He'd fuck up mankind.
But like, hey, did you believe in Santa Claus at one time in your life?
You know what? I acted like I believed in it, just like the Tooth Fairy. I knew it wasn't, but I did because I still wanted the shit. So I was like,
act excited about it.
I actually lost all my teeth in second grade. Because I'd wiggle them all day
long.
Punch
them out?
Yeah. I was like, they're going to catch on. I got to get paid for each one of them. I lost like 20 teeth when I was in second grade. And I'd wiggle them out.
You're lucky they didn't call in the fucking people who take their kids away. Yeah. Those fucking kids come to school, man.
I'm like, that's $5. That's $5. Hey, pay me, Tooth Fairy. God. And I think one time, I don't know. I forgot.
I used to get baseball cards and some change.
Baseball cards, cool.
Yeah.
It's probably worth something today.
Yeah, if you still had them.
They were the Kellogg's ones. You used to get free shit in cereal.
Oh, man,
all the time. Do they do that shit? You get prizes in cereal boxes
anymore?
No more. I don't eat too much cereal.
No more. That was a big thing when I was a kid.
Yeah, cereal? Cracker Jack and all that shit.
Or that's where the baseball cards, they came in the...
Some of them did.
Bubble gum, right?
Hey, listen to this. This is in 87. Is that when the... The Giants played the A's World Series?
We were
one.
No idea.
No, that was 89, okay. But we were 89. One. But 89, okay. The Earthquakes when the Giants played the A's. Yeah,
okay. Right.
As far as I know, I don't really know.
I'll tell you, man. Take my word, man. They were there. But also, I worked at Mother's Cookies then, too. And like you said, they have baseball cards and all like that shit. Mothers, they had the Oakland A's, San Francisco. They had the San Diego Padres. They just moved into Texas, selling their cookies there. They had the Rangers.
Oh, okay.
And I but think there was one Cowboys, more.
Cowboys, probably.
No. This is only baseball. This is only baseball. But I still have today the whole lineup of the Mother's Cookie cards.
Yeah.
For the Oakland A's and the Giants.
Did you buy packages of Mother's Cookies, or did you just?
He never bought something.
I did, honest to God.
No, you didn't, Tom. You straight grabbed those things and left.
Come on, I don't.
I did buy though, honest to God, man. But I did get some for free.
Right.
Yeah.
But I did buy them.
Why wouldn't you?
You know.
How did Mother's Cookie make it too easy?
Oh, man. It was like, oh, my God.
On the other side?
Time out.
I'm going to go check.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How easy? I'll tell you what. It was so fucking easy, it was really sad. I mean, what the fuck? You know. Oh, who's on guard tonight? Fucking nobody.
No one guarded Mother's Cookie?
Well, what are we talking, like, guarding what?
Let's see. If you want to bake, we need sugar. What the fuck you want? We make cookies, man. You know, there's walnuts, chocolate chips, raisins. Oh, fuck. Peanut butter.
By the pound.
A pound.
So what you're telling me is when you went grocery shopping, you never bought any of that.
None of that shit. I didn't even buy that. I just got the, you know, you steal the fucking cookies.
Oh.
Already made.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? What the fuck you want to make a cookie for?
That one didn't make the box?
Yeah. Neither of those over there.
So what kind of box was Mother's Cookie box of cookies? Like, what did it look like?
A package?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, man. They used to have one. They were, you know, they had one with a row of macaroon, chocolate chip, and oatmeal.
Ooh.
It's called Trio, you know.
Is Mother's Cookies the one with, like, the duck? Or what was
it? I had an old lady on the front of it.
Really? I'm trying to imagine.
You know, it was big, dude. It was the biggest independent bakery.
It's still on the West, right?
Well, I think it's Kellogg's.
Oh,
that owns them today. And the product is nothing like it was back then.
They try cut corners.
Oh, fuck, dude. It's incredible. I mean, there's a drop cookie and a rotary cookie. In the baking. Hey, I'll tell you what, dude. I'm a bad motherfucking baker. I mean, a bad motherfucking baker.
Give me an example. What's a specialty?
If I ask you for a birthday like cake.
I tell you, go to Costco. Hey, make sure you write your name.
But if you were to go custom cookie and like not like this, we don't sell this shit like in a package. This is custom shit.
Custom.
How would fucking Tom build it?
How would Tom do it?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'll tell you what. It would be. Hey, listen to this. I don't know if you people remember. It was called Famous Amos.
No.
This guy came out of L.A., Hollywood. Made this cookie.
He had a famous anus?
It was called Famous Amos. And, dude, this guy was a millionaire overnight. Anthony's better than making those fucking grasshoppers.
That's
overnight. Over fucking night. And Mother's Cookies, he couldn't produce enough of it. There's another company called Grandma's Cookies.
What do you mean he? Is it mother or she?
Well,
is Amos and Mother's Cookies?
Amos was some black dude, man, that had made this cookie. Had pecans in it, raisins.
I'm a sucker for pecans.
Wow.
Chocolate chips. And he was making them out of L.A. and had a small little shop. Became like I can't do this no more. You know, I can't bake. I don't have the shit to bake.
You can't slang cookies fast.
So I got to find someone to do it.
That's a high quality problem.
And he got Mother's Cookies to do it. Oh, we would run it.
Amos hired you.
Oh, fuck, dude. We'd make his cookies Like every Tuesday.
How different was it from Mother's Cookies?
Yeah. Oh, night and
same
day.
Shit.
What did night he do? Really? What did he do? What was his secret?
His secret was he had pecans and walnuts in it with chocolate chips. And, dude, there's shit, man. One thing I would have in my cookie.
Yeah.
Is cocoa flake.
Ooh. What's so special about that cocoa flake?
It's different. It's a higher graded chocolate.
And it's got like a tint of coconut?
It's cocoa chocolate.
Oh, cocoa chocolate, yeah. Not coconut.
No,
not
cocoa the shit flake. With Superfly. It was cocoa flake. That, and I'd have Dymalt.
What the fuck is Dymalt?
Dymalt's, when I first went to work at Mother's Cookies in 1965, Mother's Cookies was in competition with Nabisco. Nabisco's Chips Ahoy had Dymalt in it. What Mother's Cookies had coconut in theirs. And I can't remember his name, man. And he was the head of the baking thing. And how I got my job there is really shady.
What do you mean?
I just didn't walk in the street and told them I wanted to be a baker.
You extorted them?
I just got in there. But also...
Got to get it in, you know?
Yeah.
What was also, shady about it, Tom?
Oh, yeah, how man. Do you get a job shady?
Oh, man. Well, this was. So... But anyway,
right, come on. Give us some detail.
Yeah, who gives
Nabisco
a fuck?
Used to use Dymalt.
Tell us, we don't know what Dymalt is.
Yeah, it's a malt flavor. They use Dymalt in beer.
We want to know about this shady fucking hire. Yeah.
It sounds like some Den's glass. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Dymalt. Give me, what the fuck is Dymalt? I have no idea. I have not a clue what you're saying.
They use it in like beer. There used to be this one guy, Bobby, man. And he was on sanitation. And I was, a mixer. I was a mixer's helper at that time. And he says, Tom, man, give me that Dymalt. And I said, what the fuck are you using it for?
So you use Dymalt too?
I never stole it because if I was to make you a chocolate chip cookie today, I'd definitely be using it. I know you can buy it. You just got to go to...
So it's nothing
hella crazy. You remember when Chips Ahoy came out with the soft cookie?
Yeah.
That was really good. Wasn't
you think so? I hate those cookies.
But, I would take a whole bag, smoke a fat joint, and dip that shit in milk.
You know how they make those cookies?
How do you
Dymalt.
Yeah. That's Chips Ahoy's. That was their secret. But you know how they make that cookie, dude? They have it's called an indirect fire oven. And they make, Archway was one of the first guys that did that. Mother's did theirs and called it Bakery Wagon.
I see you reaching for a shot there, Tommy.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you got to have fire to make the motherfucker. If you fire going straight up and down, it's a direct fire oven. And that's what 90% of them all had. If you wanted to make that cookie, you had to have an indirect fire oven where the fire went in a circle and you slow the oven band down.
You ever hear of somebody getting fucked up operating a oven?
Listen to this, man. Not the oven. It was a long, skinny cookie. Flaky Flicks.
Somebody
do you remember those?
No, I couldn't say I do.
There was like a little
we're
skinny.
We're talking about the 70s?
Dude, these were made. It was a skinny cookie.
Is this around the OJ era?
And it had like cornflakes chopped up on top of it.
But it was long and thin?
It was long and thin. Looked like a Kit Kat bar.
That was fucking delicious. A little cream in the middle?
Yeah.
I could eat the whole box.
Oh, fuck, man. It was a big seller for Mother's. They were called Flaky Flicks. They had vanilla and chocolate.
Someone got fucked up making one of
these cookies. This guy put his hand up the fucking, where the cornflakes were, and it took off the top of his fingers.
Oof.
I seen this one guy, they were changing a die in a machine. The die is 3 foot wide. You got this big gear, and you drop it down. Well, if the gear didn't drop in, either pick it up or you would jog it. This guy's jogging and holding on to the die. That fucking die dropped down and took off his thumb.
Gosh.
You know, I was at Home Depot the other day, and I saw this construction guy, and he only had one arm. The other one was just a little stub, you know, like at his elbow.
Yeah.
How do you go to a job interview for a construction site? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. With the nail gun. I don't need a hammer. Yeah. I got a nail gun.
I'm not saying it's not possible, but that's a tough sell.
Right.
You know,
oh, I'm looking for somebody.
Yeah. What's that in your other hand? Makita.
Man. I mean, he did look like he had a truck, and he was, you know, he had his clothes looked like he was working. Guy. His clothes looked like he was working.
Yeah.
And I was like, man.
That'd be a bitch.
That's a tough
idea. You've probably seen some crazy ass shit happen, no? Some people getting
fried.
Myself the other day.
Just, yeah.
Look at my shit. Look at my thumb. I stabbed myself fucking...
Dude,
oh,
that is,
man.
An hour in the waiting room.
To the fucking urgent care.
And then another hour.
We still did the podcast. We're like, they're like, you want me to do stitches? And I was like, dude, we could do glue, but we don't do it on fingers because you'll probably fuck it up. Uh-huh. And I was like, what's worst case scenario? You get a little bit more of a scar. Glue that shit out. Fuck the stitches. We got a podcast to do.
Said super on it.
Yeah. That, you know what? I didn't want to go to the emergency. I didn't want to go to the... I just
you
should have like
said that two yeah. hours before.
I tried not to. So I did everything out. I called Brian. Uh-huh. I called the nurse. And I said, Brian, my fucking thumb won't stop bleeding. And I fucking wrapped it up. And I put pressure on it. And he's like, wait 20 minutes. I took 20 minutes out. I took it off. The fucker was leaking like oil, dude. And the people at the job site were like, you need to go. You got to get stitches. And I was like, fuck. And Brian says, yeah, they won't glue it. And I'm like, I don't want to come back when they take the stitches out. I don't, you know, they're going to take longer. We got a podcast to do.
Uh-huh.
And fuck, then my thumbs, I'm one-handed. I'm that one-arm guy at Home Depot now. That's me, dude. That was fucking me the last 2 days. It was terrible.
When I looked at it, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't look at the hole. But from here to there, it was purple.
Oof.
So when he's telling the lady, he says, well, I wrapped it real tight. You know, I said, shit, there ain't no color there.
Yeah, it's true. I called the nurse and I said, hey, what do I do? Man. And she's like, yeah, let me talk to the doctor. Like, yeah, unwrap it a little bit and hold it with your hands and have someone drive you to the fucking urgent care in Hayward. Sleepy Hollow, they told me. And I go, all right, Tom, you're my driver.
Tom drove you there?
I had to hold it like this. You know what's funny was the other day when we were talking about like if an earthquake happens,
uh-huh.
and Tom goes, "Hey Mia, drive me to Safeway," like to still have someone drive you there, even when like, hey, I'm still gonna go raid this fucking place. I'm still gonna buy by the law because I don't have a license.
Get Mia, man.
Hey Mia, drive me to Safeway or Home Depot. We need to get some the supplies.
Oh shit, I love Mia though.
Hell yeah.
She's cool, man.
But the fact that you still follow the rules in the event where we're gonna go steal.
When's the last time you drove a car?
I asked if you never answered it.
I know. I heard you not answer it.
Over 20 years?
No.
Come on.
Hey, dude.
In the 2000s?
I'm trying to think who's
before
car.
The internet came out.
Who let me drive their car? Sally said the same thing. Yeah, you don't... Fuck, man. You don't know how to bring back the car. No shit. Hey. Where are you going?
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck, man.
One for Sally.
Yeah, way to go, Sally.
Where are you going? I don't know, man.
But
I'm
not coming back.
I'll be back on Wednesday.
Oh, and, man.
So, time out.
Hey, Boogeyman listeners, do you have a question or a comment about the Boogeyman podcast? Send in a voice message. Just download the Anchor app, go to the Boogeyman page, and at the very top says message. As soon as you send it in, I'll play it on the next podcast. So we got some voice messages from our listeners. Let's listen in.
Knock, knock. Is this Boogeyman? Boogie. This is Jimmy the King. What's going on, Boogie? I've been listening to your show. You're sounding good. You're sounding great. What's going on, baby? Hey, the real reason Jimmy the King Lawler's calling is because he has a little message for Macho Man Randy Savage. Personally, I don't see what's so macho about a guy running around in a cowboy hat and large sunglasses while eating processed beef jerky. This is 2019, Macho. Nobody does that anymore, baby. And this nature boy, Ric Flair. Woo! Come on, baby. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see a grown man, white hair, running around, screaming woo all the time. What is that anyway, baby? Sounds like some kind of homosexual bird call. So listen up, Macho Man, Ric Flair. Jimmy the King has a little proposition for you, baby. Jimmy the King Lawler and his good friend Gordy Bob, a.k.a. The Law. We want to have a matchup. We're ready to fight. We're ready to rumble. Let's do this, baby. And listen, Macho Man, Ric Flair, don't you two dare try to skip out on this matchup. Because if you do, me and Gordy Bob, we will find you. And we will rule you. We will reign supreme. Soon as Gordy Bob and I finish your hair bear.
Jimmy King, dude.
Hey, man. Mr. Lawler, I should say. Shit. Man, weren't you wrestling women or something back in the day? Or, you know, that guy off a taxi, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's the one that fought.
Oh, yeah. The guy off a taxi, man.
What was his name?
Oh, I can't think of his name either. But
he wants to go tag team.
Oh, man. You got to, and I'll tell you what though, man. I think he was good as when they had, you know, the commentator, you know, dude that talking on there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I don't know if that was Texas wrestling or Georgia, you know.
They started the tag team thing?
No, where he started. You know,
back in the 60s and shit, was there a tag team? It was always,
always a thing.
Yeah.
But there was no Royal Rumble.
No, you know, McMahon started all that.
Was that cage matches?
Not even that, dude.
What was so cool about the 60s wrestling?
Because they were big, fat, and beer drinkers. You know, the motherfucker be at Denny's the next morning eating eggs.
Dude, what do you think if the UFC had tag team matches?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, mercy. It could be someone's got to go to the hospital.
Or even just two on two at the same time.
Oh, my God.
No, tag team. You got to tag him in.
Oh, man.
You know? Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You got McGregor.
Know what? Hey, listen. Who do you think if the first guy that tags and brings that guy in, I think they win.
Well, you got to tag the other guy. Otherwise, you got to hold him down.
I don't think the other guy would have enough in him to tag someone.
That's part of the strategy, you know?
You know.
There's a lot of strategy in NASCAR.
I just do you get to kick him in the face? You know?
You know, some guys get pissed off. Remember that guy in the NASCAR? He got out of his car and went and hunted the guy down.
Oh, fuck. I saw the one where a guy threw his helmet.
Yeah,
like the guy was driving around.
Yeah,
and he threw his helmet out on the track.
That's bold, dude.
Hey, that's calling you a motherfucker.
I never seen a NASCAR guy flip out.
Oh, yeah,
and I think one guy got out and got pissed. And he ran out on the track and then got hit
by a car.
Yeah, and then died.
I think it was this pit crew guy.
It was something or
something. It was the pit crew guy that got hit.
No, I remember there was a driver.
Was it the
driver? He got pissed the fuck off. He ran out on the track and then just got taken out.
I mean, what the
fuck? NASCAR's killed a few people.
What a lunatic. Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man dealing with car. Who's going to win?
Shit.
When's the last time the car lost?
I know the fire hydrant lost.
Oh, man. Took my sorry ass out. Shit.
What about the bull? Does the bull win or the man?
Oh, hey. Dude. Shit, I've seen some real life. I heard you guys talking about bullfights.
The running of the bulls.
The running of the bulls. Fuck, have you guys just ever seen a bull go after somebody, period?
Only a matador.
Dude, yeah, and a clown.
That shit's crazy.
Dude, that's bold.
Back in Portugal, the island where my parents are from, they do like a version of the Running the Bulls, but they actually tie like a collar around the bull's neck, and they got six dudes behind it, and that's their way of like, if you're getting fucked up, we're gonna try to pull them off, right?
It's a safety precaution.
Sort of, but listen to this. So the Running of the Bulls, I'm not even sure how they do that. Like, how do they corral them all and make sure they go to one place?
I don't know.
See, I'm not sure.
I would think they'd bring them, you bring them in on a truck. Have you ever seen, I mean, how they herd them in?
Yeah,
how they have like I don't know.
I looked up online and it showed like, maze. If you want to be a part of it, like sign up right here.
Where you get, you know, you get them all. It's easy. Get them all in one opening, one gate. Hey, you got.
How do you make sure one bull doesn't just bolt straight west and you need him fucking north?
Well, he can only go one way.
How? So you got to keep him in the island where my parents are from.
Yeah.
They literally like, hey, bullfight is going to be in your fucking yard. So fucking people just start boarding up their houses, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So imagine if it was like, hey, Coco Palms, bullfights in your yard. Protect your shit because there's going to be a fucking bull.
Park your car in the garage.
Yeah. And hundreds of people fucking just watching this shit go down. It's wild.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, the bull is going to fuck you over if he catches up to you. Imagine that fucking hoof, man.
So what do they say? They say, okay, you go first, and then the bulls are going to chase you?
Yeah, you get maybe like, I don't know, a 30-second...
head start?
40-second head start. I don't know how fast the bull can run.
Probably faster than you.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
He's got horns.
Yeah, and he can only go one way.
And his problem is he's going to die at the end, so why would he want to get there in a hurry?
Did they do that over there? Where, you know, the
in Portugal, they don't kill him.
They don't kill him?
Well, they don't like meat.
The matadors. Think about matadors, dude. Because in Spain, the whole point of the bullfight is like...
Oh, you kill the bull.
I'm stabbing you in the back while we're fighting. He's fucking literally just digging these swords
into
a bull's
back. Dude, you know
where
they stab him at?
And
he's
getting pissed off.
And the bull's getting angry. He's getting hurt. He's still coming.
They don't stab the bull in the back.
They do, dude.
They stab him in the back of the neck, dude.
Yeah,
in the spinal
cord. Yeah, in that area.
And take him out that way. You know what's fucked? Is they ride around on that fucking horse and stick the motherfucker with little, you know, I don't know. It looks like you're hunting a whale or something. A harpoon.
Yeah.
They'll stick that in it. Yeah. I saw the bullfights that they used to have on TV. Shit. That motherfucking shit would never happen today, dude. I mean, hey, it was taped right out of fucking Tijuana. You know, hey, you know, you'd watch this matador line that motherfucking bull up, miss two or three times, you know, and sometimes when you do miss, you do hit. Hey, man, you got another sword? I sort of left that other one in the bull.
In his thigh.
You know, I'd like to go to one.
They still do it in Tijuana, dude.
Dude, you can go to, like, Thornton and you fucking watch one.
So, in a stadium?
Yeah.
What about cockfighting?
You've seen cockfights?
I knew some people that had, but
really?
Never seen one.
What were they saying about it? Because I talked to a few people, too.
Oh, man.
I heard Stockton.
Really? That's right, man.
You heard that too?
Stockton is
where the cockfights are?
No shit.
Yeah.
They put razor blades on these.
They're spurs. They call them spurs.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you gamble on it. Who's
going to
shit?
You get to like walk around and observe the fucking roosters before.
You sort of sit like where we're sitting here.
I've seen a Netflix thing on
and
it.
Watch and watch this bird fuck up this other bird.
I would bet on it.
To death, right?
And what are the odds? How do you get the odds?
Right.
You know?
Is it always even money? Pick a bird.
I've never been to one.
We need to film this documentary.
I know.
Right?
You got to raise the bird, and then you enter a tournament, and the tournament winner. I met some guys at work that told me about it. I'd always
So the winning bird fought multiple times?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you bring $2,000, and there's like a tournament of maybe, I don't know, 16 birds.
Wow.
I don't know how they do it, but he could win you a lot of money, you know, and they raise the birds at their house.
That's nuts.
Could you imagine having a rooster in your backyard waking everybody up? That'd piss people off.
Who just constantly
is it illegal?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask your brother, man. Fuck. Well, is cockfighting illegal?
No. Having a rooster.
Man, does he like hot dogs?
Yeah, it's true.
You take him out easy.
Give a rooster a hot dog. Guacamole on it. You know?
Yeah, one to go.
That's nuts, dude. Imagine having a rooster in your yard that was just super ultra aggressive. All he wants to do is
shit.
Fuck something up.
Hell yeah.
Especially when he puts those spurs on.
How do you put a spur on a rooster? That must be complicated.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
But it sounds interesting.
Oh, it'd be... What would... Hey, listen to this. Which one would you rather not see? The cockfight or the pit bull fight?
I don't know if I want to see the dogs fight. Yeah. For whatever reason.
What's the fucking difference?
I think the...
What's the difference?
I don't know. Like the birds seem like they flap their wings a little bit, mm-hmm. and like they could stand up a little bit more.
You can't really see what's happening if a bird was fighting, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you eat chicken all the time. Yeah, I mean, they're too. A little bit, you know, I don't really eat a dog all the time. I mean, some people do, but I don't know. Maybe the dog's good. What do I know? I never tried it, but it just seems like a bird has more panache. Where I think the dog just kind of seems like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, it would be bottom line. I think what we're trying to say is it'd be sadder to see a dog die.
More
than
people
see
be
a
mad
rooster.
About it. Yeah. Yeah, they went the Michael Vick route.
Yeah.
Not if that fucking
dog
bit
me.
That's true. He's seen a dog die.
Yeah, that dog bit me, man. I'd shoot the motherfucker.
That's right.
I've never seen a dog fight.
In the South, it's like a regular thing.
Oh, fuck
right?
Yeah, man.
Oakland,
yeah.
It was.
Oh, man. I bet it would be in Oakland. You know? Hey, Oakland. Hey, let me tell you what about Oakland. I grew up there. And I'll tell you what. How do you think we wrote that book with one fucking page? I mean, street sense, you know, shit. And Oakland had a lot of it, and still today.
You had perfect attendance in the school.
Oh man, I swear to God, I showed up every day. That was more fun than going to school.
Oaklandites.
You know, I mean, you see the real world. I think the real world today is hard to see. Because there's, you know, your mind, the computers and this and that, you know, you know what happens? You watch all that shit and this and that, and then take a ride downtown to Oakland and get robbed.
Shit. Yeah, man, technology's crazy now. How do you, back in the day, you trying to go out, find a girl, what was your common approach?
Common approach was?
Thursday?
Oh, man. Hey, it all depends. You know, if I was in school, there was, you know, a lot of different girls, you know. And I was always lucky because I always had a cool car.
I knew how to dance.
And I love you.
That works?
Hey. What are the most famous, hey, listen now, Mian. What are the most famous words in the world that a woman wants to hear? Not what's for dinner, is I love you.
Shit, now they just...
And know how to dance? Oh, man.
So nowadays, it's a little different.
Yeah, how much do you make?
Well, that was always kind of a thing, right?
Not so much back then, because when I grew up, there was work all over, man. I mean, you could work damn near... Not anywhere, but pretty much anywhere. You know?
You can scam yourself into a job.
Could, fuck,
shady.
Yeah. Shady or not. It was more fun having some half-assed legal job and work shady. That's what I did.
You want to know what they do now? You're trying to date a girl. Is you go on your phone and you swipe one way if you don't like her and you swipe the other way if you do.
That's easy.
It's literally a thing. Does that blow your mind?
It's crazy. Chris next... Anthony's brother Chris was showing me the other day.
Yeah, were you on there swiping?
Fuck, nah.
Tom's never actually been on the internet.
it's
a hard thing to imagine.
It may be. You know.
You know, have you ever been on the internet? No.
You know, I don't know how it works. I really don't give a fuck. Yeah,
have you ever Googled anything?
Yeah.
I don't even know. But I've been to their campus.
Yeah.
I've been to went to the Google campus, fucking spreading my shit. listen to this menace, and this ain't no shit. Spreading my shit with my daughter. I mean, when I get fired up, I can talk to Jesus Christ. You know, I can put myself in anybody's fucking level. Time out. It was Valentine's Day, and they invited. This is Google now.
Google invited you to their campus on Valentine's Day?
Austin Press, who they invited. They just didn't know that my last name is Austin,
too. They didn't know Tommy was coming.
But, dude, they had a, oh, fuck, man. There was a candy guy, flower guy, Kim with the cards. They had maybe about 7 different people there, you know, in this big room set up for people that was at Google to buy their loved ones something for Valentine's Day. And it was, the guys giving me a tour of the campus, this area that we were in. They had a couple cafeterias with chefs in there cooking for them. They had a daycare. And he says, you can't go to the cafeteria, but anything in the vending machine, help yourself. As in the vending machine.
Is that include the money?
I just have to bring my own bag.
Were you blown away?
Dude, I was, and I said, hey, you know
that. You guys are stupid.
Fuck you. That's what I was saying, fuck you.
What do you guys do?
I don't even know what Google means.
I've never been on your website.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make a couple trips to my car.
But help yourself. I know I understood that.
Hey, I'm a fan. Never been there, but I'm a fan. Whatever you guys do, keep on doing it.
Oh, mercy. So
you filled up the bag?
Oh, fuck
and,
yeah.
And they told you to do it. And it's not like you were just robbing them.
I wasn't doing nothing wrong. I just didn't go ask the guy to make me a steak sandwich or something.
He probably would have, though.
I know.
Oh, right? I know I could have pulled it off. You know, fuck. But I was impressed, though.
I never did the Google.
Oh, man. It's something to see. You know, it's a big campus.
Yeah, you know, like they don't build buildings anymore. They build campuses.
It's a campus, dude. Yeah, it's a straight up campus, dude.
You go drive on the peninsula side. Holy fuck! Facebook owns Menlo Park.
No shit.
And yeah, and then I can't imagine how much they paid for the land they got. I can't imagine. They shut down every. We'll buy out. They probably said, "We'll buy your business."
Just get
out of
here.
We're taking the whole block.
Yeah, just get out of here.
Oh my god,
that ain't no shit.
Really?
We're buying the whole mother. What? How much you want to buy? I want to buy about a mile.
Yeah. Name your price.
I want to buy a mile.
And every day I drive by that sign right out in front, right there on Marsh Road.
Thumbs up.
Every bunch of like tourists are there giving a thumbs up to a camera.
No shit.
You never drove over there?
I've seen it, but I haven't seen touristy people.
Oh, there's a line. A line to take a picture of the freaking thumbs up billboard.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
I can't believe
Do they build?
I know. What do they do?
They don't manufacture anything.
How are they making this much money?
We're talking,
I mean,
fuck load.
Dude, listen to this. You know that crookedest street in the world in San Francisco? Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, what's it called?
Mark?
Lombardon?
Lombard. Yeah. That's a cool street, actually.
I worked on that street.
Like, you made that street?
I worked on it. This guy.
Were you doing community service?
No. Dude,
I was painting on that street.
We were.
Did I say?
I worked on it. I didn't say.
Listen to this, man.
Construction related.
Listen, when I worked with Dave and Dan, I'm going to say their names.
We already know about them.
And we were working on, I can't think of the guy's name, man.
We'll call him John.
Yeah. John. But anyway, we worked at his house, and his dad passed away, and his dad lived on that street.
Wow.
And went over there and painted. That you looked out the living room window, and you saw Eiffel Tower.
You saw the Eiffel Tower from
The living room, not the Eiffel Tower. What's that? The best view. Yeah,
fuck yeah!
I can see 25 fucking thousand miles. What's that
tower?
Point Tower. You could see Coit Tower from his living room.
I don't know what Coit Tower is.
That's over by Fisherman's Wharf.
Is that like a radio? Isn't Coit a radio?
Coit Tower is a landmark.
The Salesforce
dude.
Tower is the is tallest it? Fucking building.
Oh, fuck. And to the left is where the cruise ships would come in there, you know? Mm. So Dave and I worked there probably for about 2 weeks. And I would go out when we'd take our break and bullshit with the fucking tourist.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the Zig. Oh, man.
The ones that spoke English.
Yeah, they wanted, all of them wanted to talk to you.
Tell them about weed. It's California, dude.
It's primo.
Oh, man, I don't remember what we talked about, but it was.
How hippie was San Francisco in the 60s?
Oh, it must have been crazy.
Dude, man.
Was it like, I mean, VW bus, peace sign.
You told us that you painted a car like all flowery, right?
Hey, I had his own. I had a 57. Is it a 57?
That's fine. 54? That's good enough.
It was a Volvo. Anybody in the Volvo world will know what a 444 is.
And then you just decided, I'm going to flower this puppy out.
Dude, it had ladybugs on it. Hey, listen. Honest to God. There's a,
how long, man, did you drive that thing?
I drove it for about I worked for a Volvo dealership. Oh. And I got the Volvo from them, you know, bought it from them.
Shady like? How,
no, how'd no. you get that job?
This friend of mine worked for the Oldsmobile dealership.
Uh-huh.
He worked for the Oldsmobile dealership on the that was next door to the Volvo dealership. And I was doing, in the morning, I would go and I would do detail work in the Osmo dealership, but end up getting in the Volvo dealership.
This is during school?
No, dude, I was, hey, listen, this is in 1969. I had bought my first house, working a little bit for Jimmy, right, working a little bit for Mother's Cookies,
had to make the
and had this side job. And listen to this, working these three fucking jobs, trying to sell some drugs on the side. And my house payment was $155.
How much?
Think about that.
How much did you buy your house for?
$19,500.
And that where was it?
Livermore.
And Mike, before, how much did you buy your house in Livermore for?
Oh my God!
Before listen, this is
the same house,
Mike. This is before they had the airport.
That's disgusting, dude.
What's the next turnoff from the airport?
There's Airway, Isabella, Isabella.
That's
Isabella and Airway. You're trying to think of other streets over there.
I remember the street
Peralta.
I lived on.
Peralta.
Peralta.
You lived off there.
Yeah.
For 19 grand.
19.5.
Fuck. Oh, 500. Sorry. Yeah. Deal's broken. Yeah,
and the payments were 155 a month. Dude, I worked two jobs, stole, and
made it happen.
And made it happen. And, yeah, and we went to Disneyland every fucking year.
Hell yeah.
What were the Disneyland ticket prices?
At that time, you bought a book. They had the rides by books, A, B, C, and the A rides were...
You paid by the ride?
You paid by the ride.
It wasn't to get in the park?
No.
This you is paid when Mickey, original Mickey...
Original Mickey said, you want to ride down the street, it's $10.
Everything you do, he's getting paid.
It was totally different the way they had it. I went through some of my old-time shit that I have, and I got part of a book that I had back from then.
One page?
Probably about, there was maybe about, I think it went A, B, C, D, E.
So you didn't get very far then.
You know, well, each ride was different, man.
What's one ride you remember?
Just which one ride?
Probably still there.
Maybe not.
Probably the one ride that I went on a lot with, you know, and you got to remember, I got kids back then, was the cup and saucer.
Oh, those teacups?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's still there.
Yeah. It's still there.
I wouldn't know, but I remember when I was a kid, it was there. The teacups.
When was the first time? How old were you the first time you went? I was old the first time I went. I was almost 20.
Oh, shit. Well, I went in 65.
That
I
makes
was born
you
at
what?
46.
You remember going in 65?
Yeah. It was like 21.
So, do you want to take your kids there? Like, I feel like I don't want to get boned.
Yeah. I want to go. Shit. I wouldn't just go now.
Now?
I wouldn't. I don't think I'd go now.
No,
maybe
you,
in the
baby.
Near future.
How old's your other son?
He's a month old now.
No, but the other guy.
Oh, 2.5. We'll be 3 in December.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you want to do? Age. Listen to this. No shit. First thing you want to do, man, is I'm going to salute you guys.
I need a little.
Fill her up.
I need a little proper. I need 13. I mean, proper 13.
12. Whatever the fuck, man, that is.
What if we came out with our own fucking whiskey and called it Proper 13?
We wouldn't know how to make it right. We'd probably kill about 12 people before. We'd probably kill 12 people.
We're not putting antifreeze in it.
Oh, my God. Just fucking it up.
What was that shit you used on Mother's Cookies? That's a secret ingredient again.
The Dimethrol?
Dimethrol, man.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this. Listen, I'll tell you how to beat the Dimethrol trick.
The fuck is that? What is the purpose
of
it?
We still don't know what Dimalt is.
Well,
what does it do?
Are you talking about like a powder?
It looks like almost powder? Like no, it's a heavy syrup.
Yeah.
MSG?
Is that what MSG is? Or is this gluten you're putting in there? Yeah.
It's a heavy. They use it in beer, dude. They use it in dark beer.
Dark beer.
You know? I mean, but if I was to make a cookie tomorrow, I only baked one time. This ain't no shit, Menace.
The whole time you worked
one
there?
Time. No. For friends.
What about for the streets?
For 25.
You ever bake for the streets? You ever bake
a
cake?
Never.
You
nothing.
You mix that baking powder?
Nothing,
you know,
dude.
I mean, I bake some cakes.
I can come over to your house and fuck with you while you're baking and tell you what you're doing wrong.
Okay, tell me this. From Oakland, I've seen some shit on Netflix or whatever. Cocaine, right? It was popular, right? And then in the 80s, Oakland came out with like this crack cocaine.
That's the best.
Or was it early 90s?
Probably the 80s.
So when it came out, what was crack? I don't even know exactly
what
crack cocaine is.
You know
is.
What it is?
What is it?
It's like freeze dry coffee. You know how they
freeze dry coffee.
You know how they you take coffee and you can make it instant.
Like a Keurig cup.
You change
that's the only instant.
You change the formula of it, dude.
So
crack cocaine is the Keurig.
So they take cocaine and they mix it with baking soda and then they smoke
that's
it.
Your cut.
Is
that's
it,
your cut.
No, but they need the baking soda for it to rock
it's a
form.
Cut. And also probably turn it to a crystal.
You know what? I'm going to get a guy on here who's a specialist on crack.
Dude, I knew some people. Think I didn't know cookers?
Yeah.
You think
well,
I
you were
didn't
a baker?
Know
that's why.
I'm talking about we're baking two different things now. A cooker is the guy that's sort of, you could always tell a cooker. You know how I always tell a cooker?
He smells.
No. Usually his face is fucked up.
Well, that means he's using.
Well, it means he probably didn't have a mask on when he was cooking. Yeah. And a true cooker, that's how back in my day.
So was meth a popular thing? Because meth
had been, ask the Hell's Angels.
So it was in the 80s, but
it's been before that, dude.
Like crack cocaine, though. Like
crack.
Honestly, I've never seen it before, and I don't really know anybody who have done it. I may have known one or two, but I'm going to find someone.
Honest to God. Hey, what size is my heart on? Is it this side?
Yeah.
That side? Did I try it? I don't know. Did I like that flare? I don't know.
I mean.
Did I tell you? You heard about the flare.
Oh,
you
want to
start? You want to start a fire, man. Yeah. I want to bring the flare.
Light went off on here.
Yeah.
4th of July, Anthony.
Hey, fire and fry.
I'll tell you what, you plant that motherfucker in the ground, it's red for 30 minutes.
That's pretty amazing.
You ever done LSD on 4th of July?
With a flare?
Not with the flare. Thank God I never had a flare doing that.
What is your most best LSD trip that you remember? That you won't forget?
Oh, you know what the best one was? You know who I went and saw? Pink
Ooh.
Floyd.
Honest?
Oh, they tripped you.
Did they have a flower that folded out?
Dark Side of the Moon.
That was the best LSD trip.
Cal Palace.
How many people were on LSD that night?
There was maybe about 12 of us.
In the whole building?
Well, in the whole building. 12, where all of us went together.
It was a 12-pack. You guys went.
You went with 11 other people.
Yeah.
You guys take a bus?
No, we all got there in cars.
Who had the LSD?
This guy. This guy's name was Tommy.
Ooh.
Not me.
Not you.
Yeah, but Tommy. I remember it was a friend of Frank's.
What do you remember? Like, what sticks out about this?
So you guys show up. So you remember going to the? You remember going to the concert?
Oh fuck yeah!
What car did you ride on the way to the concert? That's a tough one. Come on.
I imagine you did not drive.
I was driving there. But I didn't drive back.
Didn't have a license.
Dude, I was fucked.
You remember parking? You don't remember where you parked?
We parked over...
What building was it?
It was at the Cow Palace.
Cow Palace, so...
So we parked... We parked... We had this place where we'd always...
They had like two different lots. Hey, I'm about smart parking.
They had two different lots.
And what's
you
smart?
Either parked in the bottom lot or the upper part, the upper lot. We didn't even fuck around looking at that one down there. We just went to the upper lot. You know, what the fuck? It's easy, man. You go. We know you're parked up there.
So the 12 of you, did you guys meet in the parking lot or did you meet inside?
Oh, we met. We met before that. We met at this. It was some field over there. Yeah, I mean, you know, where it was all lawn and shit. And they had
Dolores
lunch.
Park?
They had lunch and shit. We all had lunch.
They had lunch?
These were professionals. Oh, fuck, dude. Hey, these people that I went with, they were...
And did they have the LSD?
When did you drop the LSD? At what point?
Just before we went in.
So you met up in the parking lot.
We didn't.
Excuse me, the field. Excuse me. So you took the LSD at the field?
We took the LSD at the park. Went to the parking lot. From the parking lot, went to go see Pink Floyd.
So
I remember we were waiting in line.
You didn't have tickets?
Oh, fuck yeah. We had our tickets.
Okay. Well, how would you get tickets ahead of time?
Well,
there was no internet.
How'd you buy that shit?
You'd buy the tickets, you know. I forget how they...
Yeah, a box office or something?
Yeah, you know.
Like a dedicated box office?
Yeah.
So did you buy them or your buddy bought them and you paid
Frank
them?
Frank bought those tickets.
Okay.
You know,
Frank's crew, his dozen?
Pretty much his crew. When the Rolling Stones came to the Oakland Coliseum, God, this had been like in the early 80s, maybe.
Okay.
And got the hotel room for him right there at the foot of Hagenberger. So tickets are always, you know.
What do you mean Hagenberger? That's Oakland.
Yeah. But when we went and saw Pink Floyd.
Oh, okay.
But Pink Floyd.
Cow Palace is San Francisco.
That's right. Oh, well, he was talking about that a different one.
Oh, but we,
so you take the LSD and somebody at the park had him or you had him?
This guy, Tommy.
Tommy had it and he had 12 of them? What were they on?
It was on paper.
It was on paper.
Yeah.
And you stuck it in on your tongue?
Hey, you just ate the paper.
And then you guys jumped in the car. Did you have a van?
No. We were real close. Maybe from the park to the Cow Palace, we're only about a mile away because we knew where we were going.
Right, and so you guys park, and then you go inside. Who was the opener?
I don't even remember now.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I couldn't remember.
Pink Floyd, pretty much. I don't think there was an opener.
So when you got in, you're already seeing.
Oh, dude!
Not visuals,
but everything was sort of slowed down.
Yeah, because on LSD you get like. High in the beginning. Like you smoked, it's incredible.
And then the visuals come after,
you're like feeling good.
Man, I swear, man, there's this one. When they do money, even today, I've seen them quite a few times. If you ever get a chance to see Pink Floyd, I'll tell you, out of all the groups, they're better than the Stones, better than anybody. Pink Floyd will take you on a trip, you know. And when they do money today, they still do money today with the slot machines and some of the shit that they do. It was almost like theater.
What does Pink Floyd mean?
Fuck if I know.
What's their symbols, like the triangle?
Yeah,
the rainbow,
it's like right? a, you know, with a rainbow going around it or whatever. But they were, that's that. By far, is the best concert that if you ever want to see is Pink Floyd. I mean, it's incredible.
right back. I'm all fried, Jack. Keep your hands off of my...
Better listen to that out there. If you ain't got no fucking money, shit. You are shit. I mean, that's the new world. You know, they talk about the new world and new this and new that. No dinero, no fun. Hey, listen, this is the Boogeyman Podcast.
It's getting dark out.
It's getting real fucking dark. I mean, it's getting dark enough where Proper 12 could come out and hurt you tonight.
I think the Boogeyman might want a shot.
Ooh, yeah, hey, I raised my hand first.
Hey, but if you're still here, don't forget AustinPress.com.
It's so fucking cool, it's cool.
It won't say Hallmark on the back.
It's art.
And when you send the thank you card,
you keep it. You frame it.
You're going to get the thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And good night.
Good night, man.